I better play something I know. What if I hadn't walked down those stairs? And what if you hadn't been working there? Life can turn on a dime. Do your best not to blink, lest you miss your exit sign. But that's not what occurred. You were there, and I was angry enough to just not care. If you finally said no to my face, at least then I'd know why my life was such a waste. Life can turn like a gem, catching the light, cutting the night, come blinding. Oh, here it came, everything changed. No one noticed a thing except for you and me. Our whole world tilted immeasurably. Did you know? Could you see how much work this would be? Hear the rumbling beneath the floor. Sometimes love sings, but more often it roars. Life can turn like a spool. Let go of the rope, forget about your list of rules. Look out. Life can turn on a dime. Do your best not to blink, lest you miss your exit sign. I couldn't either even decide whether to stand up or sit down tonight. Buzz even picked me out the right chair, and I get up here and I decide I gotta stand up. No, I gotta sit down. No, I gotta stand up. I can't even decide which shoe to put on first. No problem. Am I just getting old? Is that what is happening to me? I guess one of the great things about getting old is when you tell people stories, you can't remember if you've already told them the stories. So to you, they seem like they're still new stories. So I'm probably going to tell you the same stories I've told you before, but I just thought of them. So. The first time I played by myself up here, I kind of went back and picked out some songs by people that had really been a big influence on me. And I told you the story of Jay Floyd. And Jay Floyd was a guy originally from Jefferson City, and I met him when he was living in Springfield. He was playing in this great band called the Midwest Couch Dancers. This was in 1983, I think, two or three. And Jay had, it was like a six-piece band that had saxophones, all these misfits, all in one band. It was a great band. And they would bring a couch to the gig, and they would put a couch on the dance floor, Midwest Couch Dancers. It was a concept, so you know, we were supposed to dance with the couch, so people would get the couch up on end and they'd be spinning it around.
It made a weird kind of sense at the time. And all the songs that Jay wrote all made a weird kind of sense. I'm doing a couple of Jay Floyd songs, because they always make me feel good. Jay lived with me and my wife for a while, for about a year. Okay, here's one for you collectors of rarities. Jay and I actually had a band called The Mice, and there are some recordings of The Mice that exist. I know where one is. You may be the only person who has a recording, Ron. So The Mice was a two-piece rock and roll band. I played the drums and sang, and Jay played the guitar and sang. And then when there was supposed to be bass guitar, I would be playing the drums. I was playing the stand-up drums. And I had one microphone to sing in, and then I had another microphone over here. I sang the bass guitar lines when Jay was singing lead. It was a concept, too. It was another concept. See, we were the White Stripes way ahead of our time. That's a Jay Floyd song called Rockabilly Standard.